This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
All right, hello everybody, and welcome to the show. And we'll be here for the next hour talking University of Miami football. A lot of things to talk about during spring football, seven practices in. We've had pro day on Monday, so a lot of things to talk about. Don Bailey Jr. joins us, as well as Zach Etheridge, who will be with us. Secondary coach Zach Etheridge in charge of the passing game. So Zach will be with us as well on the show. Monday was pro day, Don Bailey Jr., and we'll just start right there. Pro day, and really, it was a big day for a lot of guys, but the headline stealer, the headline maker, was Cam Ward. He put on a terrific show.
You know, Joe, I was there for it, and I would tell you, it was flawless. The show that he put on with his arm, there was just, he proved he can make every single throw from every level. And the smartest thing I think they did in the whole deal was they had him going under center about one out of every four or five snaps. So they showed that he can be productive, you know, even though he was mostly a shotgun quarterback in his career, but he was able to do that. And he was throwing to his guys, which I think was important as well. But pinpoint accuracy, an understanding of all the routes, the time, and it was rapid fire. I mean, they didn't give him time, you know, to reload and correct. I mean, they poured it on him, and he solidified himself. Whatever round or whatever pick or whatever spot you were projecting him in, is if you're an NFL team, he absolutely either is going to be there or be better than what you thought.
His throws were, I mean, he was ready for it. He was ready for this show. He was ready for the scouts. He didn't disappoint anybody. It didn't matter what throw he made, whether he was throwing a deep out route, throwing one across the middle, or as we've seen or saw during the course of the year, where he peels out to his left and then throws it down the field, again, on the money to Restrepo and any other receiver. His accuracy and the speed in which he threw were impressive. He was just very dynamic.
You know, Joe, he's as complete a quarterback that I've seen in many, many years. And I don't mean complete just on the field. I mean complete off the field. He had a total understanding of the offense that he ran this year. This is a guy that has had to learn and digest three offenses in college, from Incarnate Word to Washington State, and now, of course, you know, at the University of Miami, where he led the number one offense in the country. So he's been able to do it. He's been able to digest it. He's been able to be productive at every single level, and he's ready for it. You can tell that he spends his time and focus on his arm and his conditioning and his understanding of defenses. I think that's something that a lot of people overlook, is that he has a keen ability to decipher a defense, and that's going to pay off dividends in the National Football League.
You know, I think his mobility also helps him. He's not the most mobile guy. He's not going to run like Lamar Jackson. But in the NFL, while you see more of that, I think you have to run in moderation. We would see that with Tua. So he knows when to escape the pocket. He knows how to evade the big hit so that he stays healthy.
Well, it forces a defense, because you're right. He does all of those things, and it also forces a defense to be concerned with that. Whether you've got to spy him at the linebacker spot, or you can't overload a side because he's smart enough and understands enough to where he'll pull it and run to the weak side of the defense. And all those things fall into place in what makes a great quarterback. But he certainly has enough athletic ability and enough foot speed to create issues. And I think the last 4 or 5 weeks of the season, he really started working in the pocket a lot more than he did the first part of the year. And we all remember it. I mean, he would run around and make things happen and threw a couple picks while he was doing that. But the last month, he took a different approach to the game, and he started taking the throw that was open instead of having to create something. He just let it materialize and threw the completion. And that's really what the NFL game is. The NFL game is you're going to study the defenses. You're going to understand the timeline that you got to get rid of the football, but you got to go open. Throw open first immediately and live for the next play.
Okay, what else did we see in a pro day? A lot of eyes were on Restrepo because people are going to question his speed. You cannot question his heart. Damian Martinez flashed because I think up close people saw his strength and his power. Probably the same with Simeon Barrow, although I think there's going to be a lot of examination of Simeon's production during the year. But the two guys I think that people were really zeroing in on were Restrepo and Damian Martinez.
Yeah, I think Martinez, let's go there. You know, the fact that he was able to, especially at the end of the season, push that 1,000-yard number, that attracts attention from everybody. I think he showed more speed than people probably thought that he had. He certainly proved that he was elusive in the open field. He proved also that he can catch the football. And unfortunately for Damian, and really everybody at that position, you know, that position is almost not a position of need anymore. Everybody thinks they can get a back in the second, third, fourth, fifth round where they're not going to take a guy first round, first pick. And I look at him, but I see a complete back. Now, he definitely does everything you want him to do without the football. And that's rare for guys that are very successful. You know, he plays dirty football in the sense that he'll block, he can do pass protection, he'll do whatever he has to do to make the offense successful, but he also can break long runs.
Other guys, we'll just kind of go over this quickly. Maui Noah, we love Jalen Rivers. Maui Noah and Rivers, they're going to get a chance just because, if anything, they're high-character people. Jacoby George probably will get an opportunity because of his production. I think the toughest ones for the scouts might be Barrow and Barron. And I say that because, you know, they play the defensive line positions in the NFL. Those are grueling spots. But truth be told, I think if you looked at their production at the end of the year, the scouts are going to ask the question, what happened? Because their production tailed off at the end of the year.
Well, the scouts are going to ask it because I ask it.
Yeah.
I wanted to know the same thing. I mean, both of those guys were off to a fast start and basically towards the end of the season just didn't maintain the production level that they started with. Now, some of that has to do with the defense. Some of it has to do with the offense. But if you're going to be a significant player in the National Football League, you know, you've got to play 16 football games, 17 football games, and you've got to make sure that you're available in all of them and productive in all of them. So I'm with you on that. You know, I think Maui Noah, the thing that caught me off guard is people would say constantly about Maui Noah, well, you know, he's having an off year. He's not this. He's not. Yeah, but did you look at the numbers? He actually was more productive this year than he was last year as far as tackles go and tackles for loss and takeaways. Now, was the defense playing at the same level it was the year before? No, it wasn't. But Maui Noah had a great vertical jump. His strength numbers were good. He ran. He's got good size, and you know he's never going to hurt you. So I think he's a guy that solidified himself as a player that deserves an opportunity in the National Football League. And then Jalen, you know, what round does he go? Does he go third, fourth, fifth round? Whatever you're getting is you're getting a guy that can play all five positions, that's not going to have a problem with anything you ask him to do on and off the field. He's going to be one of your leaders. And he's an NFL quality guy. I saw him last week, and he's down about 20 pounds. He was up in the pushing close to 340, and now he's in the 320s, and he looks lean, and he's moving better. And he performed in those drills yesterday extremely well. And he's going to have an opportunity to play a lot of football in the National Football League because of his versatility.
By the way, the sidebar note, Simeon Barrow had two tackles in Miami's last four games, and the two tackles were in the Iowa State game.
So, I mean, he was, I just remember him basically being out of the picture for most of the Georgia Tech game. Yeah. I mean, just physically out of the picture. And I'm not saying that that's an easy position to play because it's not, but I think you're winning at that spot if you're breaking even. And what's that mean? If you're able to hold your point, and you're able to force the offense to work towards you as a double team and make things happen that way, or if you're good enough to where they run away from you, that's a big payoff. But it's going to be, you know, the NFL draft, Joe, is, I've said this for years, and I haven't seen anything. When you go to pro day, those pros are there, and yes, they're logging all the information, and they're putting that data against the historical numbers and who had this and who had that, but they're also looking to see what you can't do. This guy can't do this. They talk more about the can'ts than the cans. And, you know, coming out of high school, it's all about, he can do this, he can do this. They don't ever talk about what you can't do because they think they can teach you that. The National Football League, they hyper-focus on the things that you struggle with. And, you know, you go back to Xavier Restrepo. There's no question about his productivity. It gave us multiple years of proof, and really he'd have had another year in there if he didn't hurt his ankle. I guess it was against Texas A&M or before Texas A&M 3 years ago. He was on his way to being having a very successful season. But, you know, he's going to leave Miami as the leading receiver in the history of the program, which is a big to-do. But they're going to look at his number, and, you know, he averaged in the 4.8s in the 40-yard dash. That's not spectacular by any means. And is it going to affect them? I think it'll affect them with some teams, but I also think there's going to be teams that take their time and evaluate how he runs his routes and evaluate that he's played the game here at a high level and had a lot of success. So who knows, you know, how that affects him, but I do know this, the fact that he caught a lot of footballs for thousands and thousands of yards is something that productivity-wise, you cannot overlook.
I always say one thing about wide receivers. You know what that is? Catch the ball. You catch the ball, just catch the ball. That's your job. Okay, when we come back on the show, we're going to move our attention to University of Miami spring football. One of the new coaches that is on the staff is defensive backs coach, defensive pass game coordinator Zach Etheridge. So Zach Etheridge will join us next on the show as we continue right after this. All right, well, spring has sprung. You know what spring means? Spring means it's a new start, a new beginning. So if you're looking for a new automobile, may I suggest this spring, Williamson Cadillac. If you are tired of being hassled when it comes to customer service, if you are tired of fighting with somebody when it comes to customer service, trust me, when you go to Williamson Cadillac, you will have no problems. Customer service is their number one priority. That's why Ed Williamson has been in business for over 50 years, because at Williamson Cadillac, customers are treated like family. If you want world-class customer service when you purchase a new Cadillac, then the place to go is Williamson Cadillac. You'll see Ed Williamson, his lovely wife Carol, perhaps General Manager Jeff Rogers, ask for Jermaine, or if you really need something done, ooh, ask for Reggie. Williamson Cadillac, and they've got it all. The CT4, the CT5, the XT5, the XT6, and the new all-electric Lyriq. Every single day, new vehicles are arriving at Williamson Cadillac. If you want to get the most out of the South Florida lifestyle and enjoy yourself and have great customer service, there's no other place to go than Williamson Cadillac, and it's easy to find. Conveniently located on US 1 at 104th Street, just south of the Palmetto. Go online, check out all the inventory at WilliamsonAutomotiveGroup.com. Get the most out of the South Florida lifestyle and experience a new Cadillac from your luxury dealership, where customer service is number one. Williamson Cadillac, Williamson is Miami.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 864 Seasons.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.